producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just the world's coolest idea, 855-993-7569. And the earlier you call, the more time I'll have for you. Because, I mean, it's always a three-hour program, except on Fridays, when we quite often do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And I will give you all the time I possibly can. But calling early in an hour and calling early in general is a great idea. And that's exactly what Tracy has done. So without further ado, Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Nice to talk to you again. I'm the one who has a really cute two-year-old who's very, very clever for his own good. I don't know if you remember me from before.
Well, I think everybody thinks their two-year-old is cute, but I actually do.
Okay, so I want to know, in regards to my husband drinking, what do I have the right, or what do I have, what's right to ask, and what's wrong to ask, and what's too much to ask, I guess.
All right, well, give me a clear idea about what his drinking pattern is at this moment, please.
Well, we've been married for 3 years, and I've always known that he drinks, but I never saw him, like, we dated, so I didn't really see him every single day, but usually he'll drink on the, like, on Tuesday, because he doesn't work Wednesday or Thursday, and then on the weekends, he drinks as well, and I don't really have an issue.
Okay, how much does he drink?
Well, I don't know if you've seen them, but they're, like, those big, huge can drinks of, like, juice or something. It's like an alcoholic beverage. It's like a big can, like a 16-ounce can or 18-ounce can or something.
So how many of these does he drink?
Well, last night, two.
Okay. I don't even know what the alcohol content is in those. But, I mean, so... I have one right here.
It says 12.0% alcohol by volume, I guess, and it's 23 ounces.
Okay, well, that's
so
basically, he's going to put on a serious amount of weight drinking that kind of stuff, but, so...
My husband has weighed 120 pounds since he got married, so...
My goodness.
I don't think he's going to gain weight.
So,
I know, it must be nice.
So, what's the issue about his drinking? Does he get drunk?
Yes, there have been a few situations where he's drank so much that he hasn't got up to use the restroom, so he's, like, peed to bed. It's only happened once. And then last night, he had a couple of drinks, a couple cans, and then he was falling asleep on the couch. And then he starts, like, playing with our kid, and he, like, takes my kid by his foot and starts dragging him down the hall, and my kid starts crying, and I just feel like, whatever you want to drink, but then you're trying to, like, do all these, like, coordinated things with our kid, and he gets up for work at 3 in the morning, and he leaves the house by 3:30. So he's been up since 3 in the morning, and then he comes home, and then he drinks, and then he wants to play with my kid, and my kid cries, and I'm just like, why can't you just drink and go in the other room?
Before we go on, so you're saying the issue isn't how much he drinks or when he drinks, but the fact that he gets a bit unruly when he drinks, and specifically with respect to your child, is that correct? Why is your child up at that time of night?
What do you mean? My child goes to bed between 8 and 8:30 at night.
Okay. Well, this sounded like this was later.
So.
All right.
No, it was around 8 or 8:30 at night. And the issue is also that when he drinks or whatever, I can always tell. Like, he can't just have one, and he might be an alcoholic, but I'm not, like, a therapist, so I don't know. But I don't care that he drinks, but I don't want him to get drink so much that I can already see the way it affects him because...
Okay, you're saying it changes his behavior, right? It changes his behavior. All right, and he's... So have you... Presumably you've said something to him about this, yes?
I sent him a text last night, and I just told him that I love him and I I want to be around the man I fell in love with every day. And when he drinks, it changes his behavior. And I don't want to see that behavior because it bothers me. And then it takes tension and
tension. Did he? Is this let me just stop you for a minute. Is this the first time you said something to him about this?
No.
Okay, so is this something different? Are you saying something different to him this time than you've said to him before?
Well, not really. I mean, I told him before that I didn't want to deal with this crap because I have a kid, and you know having a kid is exhausting, so it's like now I have two kids.
Okay, well, Tracy, stay with me here. Don't go off on the deep end. All right, so... When's before the text that you sent him today, when's the last time you said something similar to him about, look, the drinking is really out of control, it changes your behavior, I don't like it. When's the last time you said that to him before the text of last night?
I think probably about a month ago, and then before that was his birthday last year, where he got so drunk he couldn't get up to go to the restroom, and then he stopped drinking for like 5 months.
Okay, that's good. Like,
but
when did he start drinking again?
Probably a few months ago, but it's just he almost makes drinking, he puts the blame on me. Well, I get so mad at you, and that's why I drink.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, I got it. So, has he responded to your text yet?
Well, I sent him the text last night, and he took my son to get a haircut today. So, they left here about 8:15, 8:20 in the morning, and I saw him, and I said, good morning. I gave him a kiss, and he took my kid to go get a haircut. So, we didn't really have a chance to speak about it.
Okay. Do you think he's gonna, if you had to guess, do you think he's gonna respond to this or not?
Well, yeah, because he's gonna come home and see me, so I'm sure. But I'm sure, you know, it's gonna be, oh well, it's not that bad, or oh well, I just want to lose the baby's weight.
All right. But so you don't have much confidence that this is gonna be a turning point at all.
You know, it might be for a little while, but eventually down the road, I'm going to be doing the same text, you know?
All right. So let me ask you, are you to the point, you keep referring to the child as your child. Is he not the father?
No. He is the father, and he's a really good father.
Okay, then let me just, this is kind of a side note, but you may want to start referring to him as our child rather than my child, just for political reasons, if nothing else, all right?
In the text message I did say our child.
Good. Because you don't want it to be you, and you don't want to wrap yourself in motherhood and the flag and apple pie, because he'll get snotty about it. Tracy, given the fact, I mean, the good news is that it seems like he's capable of stopping. That is good news. The bad news is, even though he stops for a while, he starts again. Has he ever been in AA or anything of that sort?
He got a DUI probably, it's been a while, but he got a DUI and he lost his license, and he got his license back, I think maybe probably 3 or 4 years ago.
So has he been in AA? That was the question. Has he been in AA?
When he was mandated to by the court, yes.
Okay. All right, and he stayed clean and sober during that time? Yes.
No.
He didn't. He was drinking even when he was in AA. All right,
yes.
Kiddo, have you ever been to an Al-Anon meeting?
I'm in recovery as well, and I've been sober since 2002. I mean, I don't know if Al-Anon works for me, but I've struggled with addiction on my own with just diet pills and that kind of thing. But I've been sober since 2002, and
Al-Anon's different. Al-Anon is a little different. Let me explain to you why, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. Al-Anon is for people who love people who have drinking problems, not who have the drinking problem themselves, the addiction problem themselves. We'll talk about this in just a little bit when we come back, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, for those of you who think that alcohol and drinking is not an issue in this country, I mean, all you have to do is listen to the program, and this is the second day in a row that we've started off with an unhappy wife who's got a husband whose drinking is out of control, who changes his behavior, who affects how he deals with the children in particular. So Tracy, one of the questions, first of all, let me just get back to the point about Al-Anon, which is Al-Anon is a support group for people who love people who have a problem with addiction. So I hear that you're okay about your addiction, but it may be helpful for you to be around people who have a similar problem to you do, which is that someone in their life has a problem with drinking, and to hear different ways of coping with it, to, again, understand what you can do and what you can't do. The question at this moment, I think, in your life is, are you willing to leave him over this? And as I said yesterday to Karen, you know, you need to know that going in. You need to know if this is, because you don't want it to be something that comes out of the blue of, you know, you've been married for 3 years and he's been drinking the whole time, and all of a sudden you say, okay, this is it, I'm out of here. That's a hard position to retreat from. So you want to know where you are about this. Are you saying, look, if you can go a month without drinking, then we can talk about this. Or if you only drink one of these monster things a night, or if you only drink it when the baby's in bed. I mean, so figure out where you are on this, because that's going to determine how you deal with him about it. Do you see what I'm saying? But this is, there are two right. separate issues. One is his drinking, and one is your response to his drinking. As you know, because you've been there, you're going to have not a whole lot of control over his drinking. He's the only one who can do something about that. But you have ultimate right. control over what you decide to do, and you need to know what that is. So where are you at this moment, other than doing your laundry?
I have two snakes changing their water dishes. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, can we wait and do that just as soon as we're finished? It's
just a little
distracting.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
No, okay. If I didn't have a kid, I'd probably stay, but since I have a kid, like, I need to be in the best interest of him. And the thing is, if he didn't drink when my kid was awake, that's not, like, whatever, but it's just, when my kid's awake, when our kid's awake, I don't want him to drink.
Have you ever said that specifically issue to him, Tracy? Have you ever made that specific rule for him?
That's what I said in the text message last night, that if he wants to drink in our room with the door closed, that's fine, or after our kid goes to sleep, that's fine. But
that's your line in the sand. So what if tonight he's drinking around your kid? What is that? What are you going to do?
I'm going to leave.
You sure?
I don't want to cry, but Dr. Gore, I really love him, and
I know you do. But honey, look, this isn't about love. This is about, never want to threaten something you're not willing to do, because you just undermine your own credibility.
I am willing to do it because I don't want to see him drink, and I don't want to see how it affects him. And I'm, you know, if he drinks today or whatever, when our kid's awake, I'm just going to take our kid and I'm going to leave.
Do you have a place to go?
I get paid tomorrow, so I mean, I can maybe, like, in the morning leave or whatever, which is fine, but...
Well, look, kiddo, I'm not trying to convince you to leave. I'm saying don't threaten something you're not willing to do.
Well, I am willing to do it because it's been 3 years.
Well, then you need to make that very clear to him, because over the last 3 years, I'm sure you've said similar things. So he just figures, all I have to do is, you know, maybe not drink tonight, and she'll calm down and everything will be okay tomorrow, because I love her and she loves me and we want to be a family and yada yada. So, and you don't want to go through this every couple of days, and you don't want your child to have to go through it. You don't want your child to be afraid of his father, because that's what this is evolving to. You don't want you to be walking around on eggshells.
Right, and our kids too.
No, I know. I hear. And you don't want to feel like you've become the mom in this relationship. So I would, you know, when he comes home, I would say to him, look, I really do love you, but we can't go on like this. Does his father drink, Tracy? Does your husband's father drink?
My husband's father drank until a couple of years ago, when my husband's father's doctor told him if he drank anymore, he'd probably die. So his father doesn't drink anymore.
Well, but, I mean, maybe that's something to point out to your husband, is that he grew up in that situation with a father drinking. My guess is that his father treated him very much the way he treats your son, and that it was only when it was life-threatening that he stopped. But it was life-ruining before it was life-threatening. I think you need to have a conversation with him. Don't threaten him
right at
this moment. But you need to be really clear about where you are. Because if you know, when we're very clear about something, people know. Because most of us are not very good actors, and we really give a different perception when we're really clear about something, as opposed to we're just flinging things up or hoping that it'll change or feeling like, you know, maybe if I cry or if I look angry or, you know, you need this is grown-up time. And you also need to make sure that you're not making a rule that you're going to change, saying, look, as long as you're not drinking around the kid, it's okay. And then if he starts drinking more around you, is that going to change things? I think you have to think it through to make sure that what you're telling him
is true. Well, yeah, that's
why
I called, because I don't know if what I said is right, because I want him to stop drinking altogether, but I'm not his mom, as I've heard you say, and yep. I don't want to be a mom in the relationship. But, I mean, what you said is true as well, because if he doesn't drink around the kid, then that means when my kid goes to sleep, I'm going to have to deal with, you know, someone who's very intoxicated, and then eventually I'll probably be irritated at that as well.
Well, if that's, and I think you're right.
Right.
So maybe it's a good idea to say that to him. This, you don't have to be the only person. You don't have to be the only grown-up in this relationship. You can say to him, you know, I was thinking about it. My original idea was to tell you, as long as you don't drink around our child, that it's okay. But it occurs to me that you're just going to wait till the kid goes to sleep, and then you're going to drink around me, and you're going to get plastered, and I'm going to get fed up, and then you're going to say, yeah, but I'm not drinking around the kid. So let's talk about how important alcohol is to you, and is it worth sacrificing our child, our marriage, our sex life, our intimacy with one another, our ability to be friends with one another? You have to figure it out. And I know you've been clean and sober for like several months at a time, but you've already had a DUI. It's already behavior that is dangerous. Where do you want to do in this? And Tracy, one of the things you may actually have to consider is saying to him, look, I love you, and I've been there. I know how hard it is to change behavior when somebody's breathing down your neck, and I know I can be irritating, and I know our kid can be irritating, and I know work can be irritating, but sooner or later you have to decide that you're not good at drinking, that this is something you really need to not do, and decide how much it's worth to you to do that. And maybe it's, you know, if I stay here, does that make it easier for you or harder for you? You think about it for just a minute. I'll come back to you in just a second. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right. So I don't know. We've started this topic, I think, on three different, or maybe either three or four different occasions of talking about rejection and the time that people were rejected the most. And as I said, I sort of did a little impromptu survey a couple of days ago, and it turned out to be exactly what we found. And we've talked about it a couple of times that there was an article out that says the time that we are most susceptible to rejection is during middle school. And we actually, it makes a huge amount of sense for a lot of reasons. First of all, the age. Second of all, the transition between elementary school, where you've known the same teachers and the same kids since essentially kindergarten, and you're not yet into the high school context where you're beginning to pair off and having your own group. So it's that kind of transition area, and transitions are always hard for human beings. It's why adolescence is such a pain. that when we're going from one situation to another is when we're most vulnerable, because we're leaving behind something that's familiar, may or may not have been happy or useful, but it's familiar, and going to something that's uncertain. And so the better we feel about ourselves, the more willing we are to embrace. I mean, you'd think it would be exactly the opposite, that if we're unhappy in some situation, that moving to something else would feel better. But it turns out not to be very predictive of human behavior. It's much more likely that if you're happy where you are, that taking on a new challenge, it's, for lack of a better term, my theory of having a safe place to stand. It's why, for example, inmates who have been incarcerated for long periods of time tend to commit felonies in prison before their release, because it's hard to imagine anything worse than prison. But if you've been imprisoned and think of yourself as in negative terms, the idea of going out into the cold, cruel world and having to function there is even scarier. Concentration camps, after World War II, people were loath to leave those concentration camps, and even though it's probably the closest any of us will ever come to a definition of hell on earth, but because they felt so horrible, that the idea of taking on the unknown was just unthinkable. So you might want to remind yourself of that the next time you're in an awful situation and thinking, gee, why isn't I can't motivate myself to move out of this? And the answer is that we really do need that safe place to stand. So find something. But the idea being that middle school is an unstable time, because in terms of age, in terms of hormones, in terms of social interaction, in terms of most elementary schools are smaller than the middle schools into which they feed. So you have new groups of kids coming in. Quite often school districts attempt consciously to mix up different economic strata, so that you've got relatively wealthy kids with relatively poor kids. You've got different mixes of races and religions and whatever. So that uncertainty and that differentiation makes everybody more susceptible to bullying, to insecurity, to rejection. And so it really does make some sense that that's what happens. I did my little impromptu survey, and what people were saying was, you know, they'd say, well, and I'd say, well, what did you feel most rejected about? And then it was the wrong question. The question is, what do you remember? What's the biggest rejection you remember? And they almost always instantly go back to middle school. So we've talked about it, but I think we really didn't get to the Facebook comments, and I know you guys take time and effort to do that. So let's get to the Facebook comments and see what people remember.
All right. Yeah, we had had quite a few. Most of them were going on saying it was their teenage years. At least one of our commenters said 12 to 14 were the worst years for me.
Yeah, and that's middle school.
And followed up with, I've never experienced so much rejection in my life. To 7th and 8th grade girls, ignoring and belittling each other is a pastime.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that whole term, that whole sort of phenomenon of mean girls, which was an article it was either New York Magazine or New Yorker Magazine. I don't remember which. I think it was actually New York Magazine, which then got made into the movie with Tina Fey. But it's a real phenomenon, and the movie sort of was kind of vaguely humorous. The situation isn't. It's terrible. I mean, it's really very destructive. And if you talk with women, grown women, and they talk about their most deep-seated insecurities, they almost always took root in those years, whether it's body image, mostly body image, a lot about body image, but also being in the right group and wearing the right clothes and saying the right things and any insecurities about their parents. I mean, it's a tough time.
Oh, yeah. And the other ones we had, most were teenage. We had a few where someone said teenage years, and then I'm finding the 50s.
Yeah, and there was that discussion again, and we're doing a It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment on Friday about older women. When I say older women, we're talking the youngest, I think, in the documentary is 67. I think the oldest is like literally 103 or something. And there does seem to be that re-emergence of competition. And maybe it's not re-emerged at all. Maybe it's just become more manifest. It never really went away. Of competition, and it could be for a limited number of men. It may be because it's an insecure time again. It may be because You know, there are probably all sorts of reasons that we could pick out, but there, and I've noticed it. I noticed it with my grandmother. I noticed it with my great grandmother, and I'm noticing a little bit with my mom that women, sisterhood is not powerful when women are in their 90s. It turns out, which was kind of surprising, because women, especially in the society, are more or less raised to, if not sisterhood is powerful, at least to be nurturing and not particularly competitive with one another. But it does happen exactly in that sort of middle school years, the 12-ish, you know, preteen kind of thing. And then again, in very old people, especially women. And maybe it's for attention. We were talking about that whole phenomenon of women of a certain age. I think Cher was the one who said it, that after 50 or 55 or something, she said she felt she became invisible. And this is a documentary about women who refuse to be invisible, but they're also not very supportive of one another. It's that, okay, I want the spotlight, get out of my way. You know, a little elbow there. And it's an interesting phenomenon.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's not studied very much, maybe because there haven't been that many, you know, I can remember when I was a kid, and on the Today Show, the Smothers 100-year-old Willard Scott would sort of celebrate the 100-year-old person, and it happened like every couple of months at most, or, you know, maybe three or four times a year. And now, I mean, people living to 100 is not particularly unusual anymore. I mean, I personally know a number of people who've got parents or grandparents who are in their hundreds, 103, 104. I mean, I actually know somebody, my physician, and the only reason I knew about it is I ran into him on the subway at one point, which is a little disconcerting because it's kind of out of context. And he said he was going to go visit his aunt, who was 112 years old.
Wow.
Wow. And so the next time I saw him, which was maybe 5 or 6 months later, I said, "How's your aunt?" And he looked shocked, and he said, "How did you know?" And I said, "Know what?" And he said, "She died day before yesterday." But, I mean, she was 100, she was at least 112, because that has how old she'd been when it was happening, and this was 6 months later. So she may have actually got, she was like sixth oldest person in America.
Wow.
Who knew?
Wow.
And he said she was completely, you know, she had a little trouble getting around, her knees and stuff, but in terms of intelligence and wit and sharpness, she was fine. Which is, I guess, what we'd hope for all of us.
That's pretty
all right.
Amazing.
So, what else we got about rejection?
The best one I found, and this one's a little bit hopeful. The amount of rejection I feel hasn't changed, but it's nice when you grow enough that it doesn't affect you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, that was the most hopeful one. There were a few that were less hopeful, like rejection has no age from the time you're born till you die.
Well, but I think, but in some ways that's true. It's true that you know, rejection is just somebody else's opinion, and you don't like everybody, so not everybody's going to like you. So that seems to me straightforward. But the question is how much it matters. And I never believe anybody who says, "I don't care what other people think," because I think all of us care. The question is how much and to what extent and under what circumstances. Because that all of us have areas that we feel really competent and comfortable about, and presumably all of us have areas that we're a little less self-assured about, and so we're obviously going to be much more vulnerable in areas that we're a little, you know, that we don't feel quite that comfortable about. But you know, your attitude really is everything. You really can change how you respond. You can't change your feeling about it, but you can change your behavior about it, and there's a feedback loop there. As you change your behavior, you do change your feelings. It's been demonstrated not only by Anna and the King of Siam, but actually by brain studies and biofeedback, that by saying, okay, my stomach may still hurt, but I can be stupid and cheerful about this, or I can smile about it, or I can laugh about it, really does change how you feel about it. So you can change your behavior before you change your feelings. Changing feelings is tough stuff. Changing behavior, not nearly as difficult. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. There's a new kind of duh study out that says, that the Federal Food and Drug Administration for a long time has been trying to convince us that we should eat more fruits and vegetables, right? Five portions is the kind of optimum daily amount for lowering the risk of death from any cause. And now they're saying that actually should be seven portions. So, this is going to change you know, depending on who looks at the data and what country you use and what population you're talking about. But it turns out that it seems to be that it actually not only helps you physically, but may help you mentally. Although, again, I think you have to be a little careful about that, because presumably people who eat healthy presumably are feel more in control of their life, yada, yada. So, you know, to say that it's really the diet that does it may be a bit spurious. The higher the veg and fruit intake, the lower the chance of low well-being. But the question is that the actual biochemical fact of the diet that you're using, or is it because you're feeling more in control of your life, or you're, you know, you're eating less junk food? I mean, nobody has ever said that junk food is good for you, right? It's easy, and unfortunately, it's less expensive. I mean, we've done huge number of interviews in the last couple of years about the fact that Happy Meal has got more calories. It's not very good for you, but it's filling for much less. I mean, a head of broccoli costs like $6. A Happy Meal costs $3. And certainly broccoli is better for you. But first of all, you can't eat the entire meal as a head of broccoli. Second of all, convincing your kids to eat it is a little chancier. And it's just not as filling. So, I mean, it's not a straightforward dilemma. It's not like people don't know. It's like how do you achieve that? They're saying 35% of participants with high mental well-being ate 5 or more portions of fruit and vegetables a day, compared with 6.8 who consumed less than 1 portion. But again, you know, you don't know exactly what's going on then. So they're saying that, it's very easy to kind of look at first blush and say, well, fruit and vegetables may, you know, actually make your brain work better. But that's, you don't know that. What you know is that people who eat fruits and vegetables are probably better educated. They are probably have more disposable income to spend on food. They're probably more aware of the research. They're probably more aware of keeping their weight under control. So, I mean, and all of those things are going to contribute to a sense of well-being. So assuming that it's the veggies and the, you know, and the fruit is... And science has gotten sloppier and sloppier and sloppier as far as I'm concerned, because what they do is they combine studies that were never meant to be combined, that they happen at different areas, different groups of people, different ages, different protocols, different researchers, and they just slam them all together, because then you can say, well, we looked at 7 people, you can say, well, we look at 7,000 people. Well, they weren't all in one study, and they weren't all under the same protocol, and it drives me nuts. It's why, you know, and I used to sort of, most of the stuff I now do online, so I'm not killing as many forests or as many trees, but I used to actually rip up paper on the air of saying, no, this is bad science, and it is. So there you go. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. Oh, I should also mention, although I'm a little unclear about it, I know the Jewish holidays start today, but I'm not sure. I thought they started last night, and apparently they don't. Apparently they start tonight. But and I suppose wishing people a happy and prosperous New Year, they're probably not going to be listening to the program, because they're going to be praying, which seems like a reasonable thing to be doing. Yeah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah apparently is tomorrow, so I guess tonight. Thank goodness for my little book, all right? The point being, when you're looking at any kind of science, including anything that I say, you know, you need to look beyond the obvious and see what's really going on, and whether the headlines are justified by the research, because sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. Right? And I suppose in keeping with Shane's idea of at least a good news story a day, a happy news story. It turns out that KLM is using puppies to reunite customers with items they left on planes. Apparently there's an adorable beagle named Sherlock at the Lost and Found. He wears a vest, is sent down the concourse to sniff out rightful owners after they've disembarked, returning items like cell phones, stuffed animals, and books. Isn't that cute? I kind of like that. Through a combination of vigilance, social media, and now Sherlock, they're able to return 80% of the items they find on planes. That would be great. It's trained for muscle strength, endurance, and socialization. When you see the reaction of the passengers, that's really amazing. Well, it'd be pretty cool to see a beagle wandering down the concourse with your cell phone in its mouth, assuming it wasn't slobbering. There you go. Apparently people do selfies with the dog. I will tell you my only story about, and apparently they don't actually put the cell phone in the dog's mouth. It has a little harness and puts it in the side. So that makes me feel slightly better. I don't know. My cell phone, I don't know, dog slobber. Look, it may help. Who knows? Maybe like fruit and vegetables, dog slobber is actually good for your cell phone. Probably not. My only story about returning things on planes, well, actually there were two, I suppose. One is my daughter, when she was very young, left her blankie and in Atlanta and running through airports and trying, and we never did find it. And it was disgusting. I mean, I'm sure if anybody found it, it was sort of that gray, you know, how blankies get after 2 years. That was traumatic. But I found a camera, a very expensive camera in the days, remember the old days where people used to have cameras as opposed to cell phones? And I turned it in, and somebody said that was the stupidest thing I could have possibly done. What I should have said was I had a camera, and if anybody came and looked for it, left my phone number, because they said whoever I turned it into got a brand new camera. Same thing happened. I found an iPad, a bunch of, when they were first out, and I just turned it in, and someone said that was really stupid. You know, just tell somebody that if they lost one, if they could call up and identify it, that I would give it back to them. You know, I don't necessarily want to be walking around with, it wasn't stolen property, it was found, but everybody has said that was a trifle naive, what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. We've got two more hours coming up. I will tell you at some point in the next hour about some theater that's coming up. As I mentioned, this is about to be theater season. So there's a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of stuff, a little bit that I've seen, a lot that's scheduled. We've got Nathan Lane and Sting and Megan Mullally and Michael Cera. We've got all sorts of Hollywood stars coming to be on Broadway. So, all righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. And we will talk about whatever it is that's on your mind when we return, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. James, were you there? James?
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.